Hello again. Welcome to Look and See for another day. Today's Friday, October the 29th. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is that place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs every day where those photographs are taken on that day. So if you'd like to go to the website, it's las.new-england.net.au. And navigate to the 29th October, where you'll find the photographs for today. And today was a little bit chillier than yesterday. 5 to 16 Celsius was our temperature range. Nice. Mostly sunny day, some clouds, which you'll see in the accompanying photographs. And that was 40 to 60 Fahrenheit. It was a bit of a shock to the system when I walked out of the house this morning to take the dogs for a walk. In my t-shirt and shorts, I discovered it was down at the 5 degree Celsius 40 Fahrenheit end of the scale. A little bit of a wind, which added to the wind chill. Just the thing to get you energized for the morning. Well, today's photographs begin with a photograph of the bees swarming. Just outside the building in which I work were this mass of bees hanging from a branch. Bit of a tricky shot, lots of contrast. The sun shining on the shiny leaves, giving lots of reflection, and the bees themselves were in the shade. But with the magic of Photoshop, the photograph has been brightened where it needed to be and darkened appropriately. Unfortunately, this means it's a bit flat, but you can see the detail of the bees, thousands of bees, and this was about as close as I was willing to go in my endeavours for today's photograph. They stayed there for a couple of hours and disappeared just before sunset. Second photograph of some electric rail cars sitting on a siding, unused siding near the railway station. There are two rail cars that have been renovated, and these five are going to join them 1 year. They've been sitting there for a little while now, but it's volunteer labour that sees them renovated, and that means it gets done when it gets done. The lawn in front of them is pretty green, thanks to the little bit of rain of late. Third photograph, a shot of the main pavilion at the Armadale Showground, taken from the perimeter fence. The pavilion looks quite small and insignificant from this wide angle, and the pavilion is framed through one of the holes in the mesh of the fence. I quite like the puffiness of the cotton wool clouds in the sky and the blue of the sky itself. It's quite an interesting effect, I think. And the next photograph is taken from that same fence, but just turning 90 degrees to the right. The road parallels the fence. I had to hold the camera at about 6 feet above the ground, so I was shooting blindly. I couldn't use any viewfinder to compose the shot, but it's turned out reasonably well. And the final shot for today, just a little scene of a long road on the straight and narrow. How long would that road be? A good few kilometres, a couple of miles. It goes up and over the hill that can be seen in the background. Again, mostly blue sky, those puffy white clouds around the place. No rain today, it's just ornamental clouds, really. So the scene that we have here is at the north end of Armadale, looking east to west. So there we have a quick summary of today's photographs. I think the highlight would have been the bees. They're not around too often, and certainly not to be... you don't want to be standing too close to them as they swarm. They get a bit excited. So I'm Gordon Smith. This has been my audio commentary to accompany the photo blog. You can send me an email at lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by, and I hope you manage to find the time to do the same in the coming days. Thanks again, and bye for now.